The Tennessee Valley has seen some devastating tornadoes in the past. November 10, 2002, a tornado outbreak northeast of Chattanooga spawned a Category F4 funnel cloud with winds more than 200 miles per hour. 7 people died during that storm. Tomorrow is Fall Severe Weather Awareness Day in Tennessee, and my guest today is from the National Weather Service with information on how you can be prepared to protect your life during the fall storm season. I have Tim Troutman here from Morristown, Tennessee, which may seem a little bit far away, but it is actually our National Weather Service station.
It's great to be here today to talk about fall severe weather and the awareness that we should be thinking about as we're heading toward our secondary fall severe weather season.
Now, the earlier severe weather season was pretty mild in the Tennessee area. I mean, we missed a lot of the big storms.
The climate pattern that we're in right now is known as La Nina, and typically when we're in a La Nina or close to the area affected by La Nina, typically the climate normals tend to let us have slightly below normal precipitation and also near normal temperatures. We did not have a big roller coaster in temperatures ride that we can have, and that usually sets the stage for severe weather. We are heading toward a weakening out of La Nina as we're heading into the fall, so we could be looking at more of a normal severe weather season as we head into November timeframe, which is our secondary severe weather season here in the Tennessee Valley.
September 29th, that's a special day.
Fall Severe Weather Awareness Day. That's the day that we've set aside to basically get the word out that here in the Tennessee Valley region, we do have a significant, at times, secondary severe weather season that typically runs through November and maybe into early December. Now's the time to be thinking about that potential for this fall. We are overdue. We haven't had a lot of severe weather in the past few years in November, so it's important to take that into account and just keep that in the back of your mind.
In addition to severe weather thoughts, we are also joining the rest of the nation in a preparedness month.
September is National Preparedness Month, and there are various activities that the local and state emergency management, they're involved in this month. And one part of that final facet of National Preparedness Month is the Fall Severe Weather Awareness Day, and that is where the National Weather Service is basically getting involved in the outreach and preparedness process to do what we can to get the message out that here in the Tennessee Valley region, we can and occasionally do have the potential for seeing significant severe weather events in November.
I would say that probably flooding and tornadoes seem to be our biggest threats. What can you do to prepare yourself and your family in the event that you get that warning?
When that warning is issued via the various means you can get your warning, either weather radio, TV, regular radio, it's important to take the necessary precautions. When a tornado warning is issued, it's important to move immediately to your safe location. If your safe location is predetermined to be a basement, definitely move to that basement area. If you don't have a basement where you're located, stay away from the west or southwest corner of the location. You want to move to the most interior part of the building or your home. Have 4 good sturdy walls around you. Some good examples might be a bathroom, a hallway. Just stay away from the exterior walls and windows. You want to cover your head. Most injuries are head-related due to flying debris if damage does occur at the location. If you have a hat, a helmet, I tell folks if the tornadoes come and put it on, it may save you from getting injured due to flying debris. Keep your shoes on. A lot of people don't think about that. If the windows in your location are blown out by the high winds, you could be walking on busted glass, and that's another thing to be thinking about in advance. Carry a cell phone with you, flashlight if you have time to put it in your safe place, and be prepared to make that call to 911 if you are trapped due to the damage that could have occurred. Other things you can keep in mind, please don't try to outrun tornadoes in this part of the country in your vehicle. It's important to definitely get off the road if a tornado is spotted or a warning is in effect in your travel path and move to a more sturdy building and try to just do what you can to hang on and protect yourself at that point.
One of the amazing things I've always thought about tornadoes is they don't always go in a straight line. They will skip and hop around. They may completely miss one house and take out the next one. That's part of a natural weather pattern.
Yeah, tornadoes are very unpredictable. They can change speed and direction. The normal average distance and path of a tornado is usually southwest to northeast at about 30 miles an hour. It's important to be aware that tornadoes can become stationary and move backwards and forwards in their normal path. Wait until you're definitely sure that the storm has passed by your area before you get out of your safe zone that you've predetermined. Have a plan, know where to go in advance of the storm coming. Because in our area here, it's not a matter of if, it's when. We are going to have damaging, destructive storms from time to time here in the southeast Tennessee and the Tennessee Valley region.
Here in Hamilton County, there are many other counties around us. It's really a good idea to know your geography.
Absolutely. Know your county that you live in. Know the counties to the west of you and to the south of you, southwest especially. That's the typical direction that most of the severe weather that occurs in the Chattanooga area, it comes from typically northeast Alabama or southern middle Tennessee. Know where Jackson County, Alabama is, and Scottsboro, and Franklin County, Tennessee, the county seat of Winchester, and Marion County, Tennessee, Dunlap, Jasper, a lot of the South Pittsburgh areas. Typically, those are the direction where a lot of the storms that do move into Hamilton County, that's where they come from.
If you want to learn more about weather, you can visit the website.
www.weather.gov/Morristown. There's all kinds of information related to weather, current warnings, watch forecasts, information, lots of preparedness information, current weather data, and forecast data all the way out to 7 days.
Well, thank you for coming down and joining us.
Well, it's great to be here. I appreciate it.
Visit our blog at wutc.org for more details. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.